Hey, what's EV?
That's Masco.
What's EV?
My real name is Masie Kaso Kasaro. My name Masco came from my real name, Masie Kaso. So I took the first three letters, M-A-S, and the middle name, Kaso, K-A-L.
What was the major influence behind your music career?
Well, I can say my passion, my own, it was just me, the inside of me. It wasn't really like someone had to teach me or someone had to tell me or someone had to do. It was just me. So this is like more of my dream come true because I've always dreamed of being someone who can sing something that people can relate to in their everyday life.
So what type of music do you do?
Well, I can't really call the type of music that I do because I fuse a lot. You know, I do Afro, but I can fuse with R&B. I can fuse with Malawian local music. I can fuse with African music. I can really call it like, oh, this is Afro R&B. I just do something that has come in my head.
How do you think as your audience learned from your music?
Well, there are some people who have changed because of my music. You know, there are some people who have, their relationships has improved because of my music.
Is Malawi a nice environment for musicians?
Very.
But how has the problem of piracy affected your music?
Well, that's a very big problem here in Malawi. And I'm still blaming these big guys like the COSOMA.
The Copyright Society of Malawi, you mean?
They don't know anything about artist warfare. Because each and every year, they took money from artists. But each and every day, we see people, vendors outside there, they sell music. Right now, there are some people, they have compiled my album. Actually, they just put Pixies songs, Armstrong songs, you know, a lot of songs there, and they're selling the songs. What are they doing about it?
But some people are countering that problem by selling the music themselves. Are you planning to do the same?
Me, my first album, I used to sell myself my music because I know how hard it is to be a musician here in Malawi. No one can stop me from that.
But the COSOMA also argue that this is illegal and you'll be arrested.
Listen, let me tell you this. Whenever you're signing a contract, they tell us that they will protect our record sales and everything, you know. But now they're failing to meet their obligations. Those things that are in the contract, it's not there, it's not happening. So you need to cancel the contract. It goes like that everywhere. If they go to court, they can't win. How can they arrest for your own music?
Okay, we understand that recently you have broken ties with your promoter, Indefeo Entertainment. How are you faring on your own, or have you found another promoter?
Well, nothing has really changed about Masco. I'm still Masco, and everything is still the way it used to be. Only that the management is the thing that has changed. Yeah.
And you also went to Ireland, where you took part in the Ireland African Music Awards. How did you feel?
Well, that was a great experience, like in my life. You know, each and every artist, we need those kind of opportunities. There are a lot of artists that I met, and I really appreciated the trip. It was really nice. I learned a lot out of it.
Well, what did you learn? What did you learn?
Well, I learned that music is how you want it to be. You can be a good artist here, but if you don't want to get your music out there, no one will be able to listen to it. You know, a lot of Malawians, they say, you know what, you need to do music in English. for your music to go out there. No. Zahara, Oliver Mtukudzi, Salif Keita. Okay, let me just say, successful artists in Africa, they do their vernacular languages. And now they are the top musicians. Why? People need to know where you came from, and they need to know your music. They need to start from everywhere, you know what I mean?
So what's the most difficult part of being a musician?
The most difficult part is, most of the artists here in Malawi, we do it on our own. You know, we depend on ourselves. We have to hustle for money to go to the studio, hustle for money to go produce some CDs, hustle for money to go everywhere, you know, to get everyone to get our music. And I think that's why most of these artists, they have the low quality CDs, easier for everyone to access or even to burn or even to get them on the market. Yeah. So the problem is the support. That's what we need.
So in 5 years' time, where do you want to see yourself?
In 5 years' time, I want to be like these big African artists, you know, Salif Keita, you know, like Oliver Mtukudzi, all those people. They're doing good in their own countries. Malawi, we can do it. Nothing can stop that. We just need support right now.
Sitting in the way, sitting in the way, sitting in the way. Didn't do it, baby. Do it, baby.